it and look at the sun and it just ticks right off.
He can read a tail pretty well. In fact, he didn't wear his watch for a number of years. He said it would get dirty, you know, his pocket.
Boy, that's true. Some of that dust and pollen floating about.
His watch was an Elgin. It's real thin, awful nice watch.
Those Elgins are good watches. I had one that I really used.
Yeah.
It lasted for years, but then it died.
Yeah.
If something's been going on for a long time, you say it didn't begin suddenly, but it's been going on for...
You wouldn't say eternity, would you?
No.
A number of years, you mean?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Quite a while.
Quite a while. Been going on for quite a while.
If a boy had a birthday last year and then he was 2 years old, then on his birthday this year he will be?
Three.
Three?
Uh-huh.
Three what?
3 years
old. And they would say he was 2 years old just exactly...
A year ago.
Uh-huh. What would you say about today if somebody said, was it a gloomy day or something like that?
Well, I'd say it's a warm day.
Warm and...
Humid.
Humid?
Uh-huh.
But it was fairly nice or...
Pleasant, eh?
Or would you say that today was nice?
Yes, today was a nice day.
I rather enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
I was a little concerned. Up at Stillwater, we had some rather heavy, dark clouds, and I thought we were going to get a lot of rain.
Yeah.
But we didn't. You said it didn't rain here.
Didn't rain, just sprinkled a little. Sprinkled.
We had quite a bit of moisture around this morning.
Sprinkled this morning. When I got up, it sprinkling a little. The walk was wet.
Uh-huh. We had all that moisture, and then they shut off the air conditioners, and those poor people, I think they just cooked.
In offices and things.
Yeah, where they build the offices so they won't have ventilation.
They didn't have any windows open.
Don't have any windows.
Yeah.
If the weather's been bad, and then the clouds start to go away, you say the weather's...
It's clearing off.
Uh-huh. If we've had one kind of weather, and then we're getting another one, you'd say the
changing
weather's...
Changing the weather.
Uh-huh.
Changing.
And if the sky is blue and then you see little wisps of clouds appear, you say...
I'd say it's growing clouding up.
Uh-huh, and the clouds are...
Appearing.
Uh-huh. Is the expression clabbering up ever used? It's clabbering up?
No, I never heard it used.
That struck me as a very odd one, and yet it's so descriptive.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I heard it just the other day.
Clabbering.
Uh-huh. It's going to clabber up.
No, I never hear that.
What would you call a heavy rain? Very heavy, very brief.
Well, I'd say a downpour.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms? A toad strangler?
No. Well, in the spring of the year, we used to call it, we'd say that we hear thunder rolling, we'd say tater wagons. My father used to say that. He meant that it'd be good, you know, for it rain.
What do you call a storm where there's thunder and lightning?
Well, electrical storm, I'd say. Mm-hmm.
Do you have windstorms here?
Yes.
What kinds?
They're usually straight winds.
Mm-hmm.
We did have a tornado. Took a big barn just right straight east of us off here a few years ago.
Mm.
It unroofed the hen house and tore all the pin off of that other big barn, and